Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Aura Nadrick is here, ladies and gentlemen. Aura is a certified life coach, a certified mindful meditation teacher, and she's the author of a new book called Says Who, How One Simple Question Can Change the Way You Think Forever. And she's here to talk to us about a really important question I think that we need to ask ourselves. Aura Nadrick, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Oh, thank you.
Is this your first one?
It is. One of more to come.
There you go. I'm sure. No doubt. I tell men who are authors, I've written three, and I tell them who are thinking about it, I say, well, let me put it this way. It's as close as you'll ever come to birthing a baby.
Oh, true. Absolutely. It is. It's a birthing, for sure. I felt that way.
Well, another reason is because books come out of you when they're ready.
Absolutely. They do.
There's a gestation process. So, okay, I want to set you up this way and see what you think.
Okay.
I believe that one of the greatest impediments to individual success as a professional individual or as a business owner, whatever your focus is for your career, I believe that the greatest impediment is us. Like Pogo said, I've seen the enemy, and he's me. And it's getting out of our own way. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely correct. I think that, first of all, I think we're amazing, extraordinary, powerful people, and oftentimes we get in our own way, and that obstructs that realization. You know, we need to remove a lot of things that get in the way of us realizing how extraordinary we really are.
Well, why is that? Why do we do this to ourselves? Is it baggage from growing up? I have a friend who, Noah St. John, who talks about he had to go ask his dad if it was okay for him to be more successful than he was.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, that's a lot of the beliefs.
Where does it come from?
I think that we have a lot of beliefs, first and foremost, and those beliefs come from somewhere. And it's all derived from our thinking mind. And a lot of those beliefs started way long ago. In childhood, and that's what my book proposes with the Says Who method, is to find out what those beliefs are about, find out what those thoughts are about, which oftentimes are negative and fear-based. And mm-hmm. I talk about in Says Who that we think between 40 and 70,000 thoughts a day, which is a pretty staggering amount of thinking going in and out of our heads daily. And a good percentage of those thoughts, unfortunately, don't always serve our well-being. And you have to find out why. You know, you have to begin with recognizing those thoughts when they come up and being able to discern between thoughts that are positive, productive, constructive, and do support your well-being and the thoughts that don't. And if you don't even have that awareness of your thinking mind, then you just so readily accept the negative thoughts that get in the way of obstructing the best of who you are.
Well, and is... You know, I'm like everybody else. I mean, when you and I are talking about this, we're talking to ourselves as well, because you're a human. We're both analog humans, and to every one of us has this issue to deal with. But I remember someone asking me something one time. How did you do that? How did you get that done? And I remember answering the question, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Right, that's such a and good.
I was kind of that was my, but I'm telling you that story to tell you that I was more proud of answering the question that way than I was of what they said I did,
mm-hmm.
because that said for at least that moment, I was willing to get out of my own way.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. It's like you have to make that step towards yourself. You have to make that step towards saying, "I want to change." You know, I want to find out what's getting in my way. You need to have that awareness. You know, as a mindfulness teacher, a mindfulness meditation teacher, mindfulness being that you want to be in the present with total awareness and hopefully non-judgment and acceptance and love. So if you start with you know what, I'm ready to find out, and I'm ready to find out with not harsh judgment. I'm ready to take that step towards changing my thinking mind mm-hmm. in the negative ways that's getting in my way. You have to be willing and wanting to change the things that aren't working for you.
But there are things that come at you from inside and from out. I remember when I turned 40, I said to myself, I'm going to move toward things that make me happy and away from things and people who make me unhappy.
Right.
I started doing that. So that was external, right?
So, yes, but that was, well, it started as an internal decision that you were manifesting externally. Do you know,
right.
We have to make those decisions within. We have to say that to ourselves. That is a declaration. That's an affirmation that's saying, this is what I'm asking for.
Right.
This is what I want. And I'm putting that out there. And the way that things can really begin to change is when we do say those things, when
mm-hmm.
we do declare what we want. And, you know, be conscious about what you want.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is, you can't do that, though. You can't make that declaration I made, and you can't stop as if your only problem was other people.
Right.
Sometimes it is other people. In this case, I had some people I wanted to get away from. Right? They were making me unhappy. But then you have to turn the light on yourself, don't you?
Absolutely. Do you know, I mean, recognizing that people or certain people maybe, you know, you reach that point in your life where maybe it's not really positive or serving your well-being, and that you have to go your way and they have to go their way. I think, again, those are taking the steps towards refining your life so that you're choosing things. You're making choices. And, again, these are first internal decisions
mm-hmm.
you want to manifest externally. And you're making decisions to choose the positive as opposed to the negative. So if people aren't working for you in your life, oftentimes it can be a toxic relationship or a negative relationship, or that people just do not bring out the best in each other, and not accepting it in the same way that you don't want to accept negative or fear-based thoughts anymore.
Mm-hmm.
These are decisions
that we make. But give us, as we go to the break in the next 30 seconds, give us a question to ask ourselves. What's the best thing to say to ourselves to get this ball rolling?
Well, the very first question that you begin with is, says who? You know, that's a big step to say, says who?
Mm-hmm.
Who is saying this negative
mm-hmm.
thought in my mind? I am.
And then you trace it, right? And it might come back to you, or it might go to someone else.
Absolutely. But you want to be able to, first and foremost, what I call in the book, own it. We have to own our thoughts, and not just the pretty ones.
Says who, ladies and gentlemen? Ask that question while you listen to these messages. We're going to take a quick break. Aura Nadrich is our guest, and her book is called Says Who? And we've had a good time with her. We're going to talk some more. I'm going to get her to give us some more questions to ask after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.